It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Researchers at Texas Tech University have discovered that low micronair cotton is highly effective at cleaning up oil spills. In fact, just 1 pound of cotton can absorb more than 30 pounds of dense crude. This research, funded in part by Cotton Incorporated, shows how unprocessed cotton can be an effective material for addressing ocean-based oil spills, just like the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf. Learn more at cottoninc.com. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture certainly confirmed the market's weather rumblings and the fears about it with its June plantings report. And obviously, as we all know now, on the heels of that planting report, the market shot higher. It took up above, went above the 68-cent mark. We settled the week 67.5, actually 67.39 cents. Likely, had this not been a three-day holiday weekend and we'd had trading on Friday, then we would have seen upward momentum probably try for the 69-70 cent level. But nevertheless, this breakout that we saw does now project to 72-73 cents. But I would have to caution you that it's going to continue to be very tough meeting resistance between 69 and 70 cents. Well, we'll just have to see. The market also continued to receive upward price support from the export market as sales and shipments now have just simply blown away the USDA estimate of 10.7 million bales. I called to raise exports last few months up to maybe 11.2 million bales is likely going to suffer the same consequence, as actually exports are just doing so well that we'll probably export as many as 11.4 million bales. And that, of course, is 700,000 bales more than USDA said last month, and that's a huge month-on-month increase. But the stage is set with these two, with the combination of these two factors, for a 70-cent try, and potentially down the road for something even higher than that. USDA pegged its planting intentions at 8.85 million acres for upland, and about 150,000 for Pima, rounding that to 9 million acres. But I think probably by the time everything is said and done and the rework is done, that where they go back into four more states this month and give us the data on August the 12th, we'll probably see plantings really down to about 8.7 to 8.8 million acres in total. Of course, they're going to reestimate Missouri, Kansas, Texas, and Arkansas. Tennessee was the really only real surprise in those estimates. They had that Tennessee acreage close to 200,000 acres. And my opinion going in and still after the report, it's a whole lot closer to just 100,000 acres. And talking to growers and grower organizations in Tennessee, they too are just flabbergasted as to where Tennessee has all that cotton, because they can't find it, they say. But we'll see. It's just, you know, it's a discrepancy of close to 100,000, which doesn't sound like a whole lot, but when you're looking at the Mid-South and the quality that we got out of there last year, it's a substantial amount of cotton. Possibly in the neighborhood of something like 200,000, 250,000 bales of quality cotton that we may not see this year from that area, which already is an area that has extremely low plantings anyway. But with exports climbing, what's happened is we're going to have carryover instead of the 4.4 million bales that USDA has. It could be as high as 800,000 bales less than that. I would look for carryover to be somewhere between a high of 3.8 million down to possibly as low as 3.6 million. So that is, again, substantially lower than what USDA pegged last month. I mean, we have already sold our commitments and sales have already reached about 11.7 million bales. Shipments will probably, again, as I say, get up to about 11.3, 11.4. Thank you so very much. You have a great holiday weekend.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.